So before we get to the inevitable final boss of episode 100, how you guys feeling? How you guys feeling about this little, like, this little side one shot?
I mean, I'm having a blast. This is crazy. There's literally no reason to just to give everybody some friendly PSA. Don't play Paladin, just play Fighter. This is stupid. This is actually stupid.
Except from what we get, John likes crit.
John crit.
Yeah.
Well, just wait. Just wait until you start getting crit by the next fight, because you're used to never being crit.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah, your AC.
My AC is only 27.
Oh gosh. Shit.
Yeah. Fighters have regular AC.
They have doable AC.
They don't have broken bullshit.
I mean, I'm fine with her. It's definitely different, obviously, ranger spec. But I do prefer my precision. Getting extra D8s is fun, but flurry is definitely something to get used to. But I can see the appeal. Like, you just attack.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What, negative, goes from negative fives to negative fours to negative threes.
Yes.
Yeah.
For map. And also, the Warden's Boon definitely helps Lionel, like, big time. Because Lionel wields a saber?
Yeah, two sabers.
Yep.
Are they agile? They're not agile?
I believe they are.
They're two short swords, so.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, so, I mean, shit, at that point, I can cast, use Warden's Boon to give her, so her map would be negative threes.
Yeah.
For a turst.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So good.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend playing creatures.
It's really fun, isn't it?
It's so incredible.
Anybody would know, but Hazel has a boosted intelligence of 22. So when I get to do anything, it's going to be very effective.
Yeah, I felt really bad how that fight played out for you, man. That was rough.
You know what? It's okay.
Terrain.
Hazel isn't a big fighter in my eye. She's more of a, she's like reluctantly doing this. She wants to be doing her potions. She just wants to kind of be behind the scenes.
Yeah,
Jake, where's Hazel's crossbow and wyvern bolt poison bolts?
She used them on you.
She did that. Elkwood.
I really enjoy like the little one shots and stuff like that. So, you know, episode 200, we'll do another one. I don't know. If these characters live through this next fight, we'll see. You guys are walking through the woods, and it's going to take you a little bit of time to get to where Helba, the leader of the Bumble Brashers, she is leading you where to go.
Yeah, so as we're traveling through the woods, I think you said Helba is the one who's guiding us, right, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Chioma looks, you know, pretty out of their element. You know, they're used to like flying high above like the treetops, so they're kind of interested in like the ground below. Maybe they're kind of inspecting things as they go along. Maybe they're like bugging Hazel, like, "Oh, and what is this thing? Like, I have never seen this before. Pray tell me, kobold, what is this?" And he holds up like an acorn.
It's a seed pod for trees in this area. You should have them in the jungle you're from.
Oh yes, of course we have those things, but it's a bit embarrassing, but I usually stay at the tops. I never get this close to the ground. I'm always being drawn hither and thither, so I don't have time to appreciate the small things, I guess. Speaking of the small things, Lionel, I thought I noticed something in our last battle. Yes, it was something you said as you charged in. What was that? Said something about fear?
Oh, yes. We are House Black. We are fearless. Therefore, we are powerful.
Ah, House Black, House Black. I have heard that family's name.
I think my brother helped save you, so...
Oh, right, yes, Benson. Benson Black, yes. My apologies, I meet so many people, but yes, I remember Benson Black. So you say you're related?
Yes, we share a mother.
Well, does not sound very warm, but...
No, don't get me wrong, I love Benson. It's everyone else in the family that I don't get along with.
Ah, I see.
But you talking about not noticing things, you're immortal. You can notice things at your own leisure, right?
Well, it depends. It depends where I'm called. You may have found... Benson may have found me in the Mwangi, but it's not... I don't spend all of my time there. I'm usually at the beck and call of whoever summons me.
Doesn't sound like the freest of existences.
No. It cannot be. It is not at times, but... Still, I serve a higher purpose, so...
Yeah, you'd like my brother.
I did notice he did have a great sense of purpose.
It's gonna get him killed one day.
While we were traveling, I feel like... I think it was... Maybe after the battle, I think he mentioned something. Something about a great responsibility he bore, or something along those lines, and... Kind of felt him in that way. Do you know what he was talking about?
Yeah, it's my family's calling to produce a champion for Iomade that fights with the sigil and cloak of House Black, and, he received the cloak from our uncle, great uncle, and he's been bearing it ever since. And
received it? So it was a gift?
More of a responsibility given to him because of his dedication to the cause.
Yes, he is quite dedicated. Tell me, is it always the firstborn son, or is there some other determination for who gets the cloak?
Technically, I kind of out Benson as the firstborn because I think I was born like 10 minutes in front of him, but. No, we had a couple cousins in contention for it as well. There was about 6 of us who were vying for it. I never really wanted it. I was just there to learn how to fight. But Benson, he has it in him to be the greatest who's ever worn the cloak. But I, you know, he's my brother. I don't like to see him put himself in those situations. It's rough. I mean, believe me, there is not much he would not do to earn that cloak when we were younger.
Oh, I see. Well, someone who is chosen by the gods, sometimes their purpose overrides care for their own safety.
The gods didn't choose Benson, my uncle did.
Oh. Gods are not involved in this. It is just a human matter, then.
I don't know anything about the matters of gods. It's not important.
Yeah.
My family is important, though.
I see. I would have guessed differently, given the sigil you wear around your neck.
Kind of fits my personality.
I guess, do you... Do you subscribe to stumbling through life as the accidental god did then?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of the black sheep of the blacks myself, so stumble through life, enjoy it while you can. But kill things that need to be killed.
I see. Well, it seems you have stumbled upon a mess with us. Well, and I too. I have important matters I must get back to, but I'm quite enjoying this... little detour, I have to say.
This is like a field trip to you, right?
A field trip? We are in some sort of a field, and this is a trip. So yes, a field trip. I cannot wait to tell the others about my field trip. They won't believe the things.
Are you sure you didn't need your permission slip checked off first before this?
Well, I flew over the battlefield. I did not slip on anything.
Make sure you bring your acorn back to your friends to remind them that you've walked among the lowly mortals.
I wish I could bring back tokens from my travels. There are strict laws governing what can and can't be brought between dimensions. You know, the customs agents, they're pretty uptight about these kinds of things. They confiscate anything at the portal, I tell you. It's,
I had a 3-gallon...
I don't think that a bleeding acorn will do anything about that. You're from the fucking afterlife, aren't you?
Oh, afterlife, current life, the life that always was. It's hard to put into words. But, maybe you'll understand one day. Tell me, who do you pray to? Yes.
What, me? God Almighty Coin, if anything.
So, Abadar?
Flicks a golden...
Abadar, then?
Hmm? Yes, you could say that. Business, it makes economy flow. It makes everything kind of move along. That's what I'd like to see.
All right. Well, maybe if I take a trip to the vault in a few hundred years, maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah. More than likely. At least if they have a lavish luxury down there, maybe.
So we have an Abadarian, the accidental god worshipper, and a new kobold. What deity do you serve? We all serve someone.
Just leave me to my bottles and tinctures. I let the more wise among us deal with the gods.
I see.
Not that they might not exist. I mean, I'm not particularly interested. If they want to come down and end my existence, it's, you know, none of my business.
You get the feeling Hazel's been a little hurt when it comes to deities.
Aw.
Oh, that's right.
At this point, I think Lionel's sussing out that we might be getting close to something here. She's like, she does something a little weird. She reaches up. Now, an interesting thing about Lionel is she has one deep green eye and one pale green eye. She reaches in, pulls out the glass eye that's pale, and spit shines it. Because right before every fight, it's just like a good luck thing. She puts her glass eye back in.
Oh,
by the gods!
Oh, a fellow one eye.
Did you? Do you only have one eye as well?
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
I just decided
to go with the subtle route. So we both have one eye, and we both fight with two swords.
I know.
I think we got a connection going here. I feel like I'm not going to throw you in the dungeons when we get back.
Like you could keep me there. Dungeons don't take.
Well, from there, I want to take you to a little scene. Camera fades out and fades back up, and you guys see a clearing. Stone clearing that has some sort of symbol on the ground, sort of etched in burnt cinders. There's an altar with a very ominous figure on it with candles, statue just sort of looming over everything, and broken stone barriers with trees falling all over. This place looks like it is in disarray. And in the center of this, all along the outside of the magical circle that you see in the center, we see 8 goblins, all sitting perfectly still, facing the center. It looks like a very dark game of Duck, Duck, Goose.
Oh, no.
And we see this incredibly ominous figure. Seven and a half feet tall, lanky. With a hat and eyes that just sort of little pinpricks of light coming out from the shadow of the brim of his hat. And he just is pacing around them slowly, walking with his long, gangly legs. Come now. All of you must play. That's why you're here. No one walks in the woods without a little bit of curiosity, isn't that right? And the goblins you now see are all frozen completely in fear.
Can we please just go home?
No. He always to play a game. Go ahead. Play. And his hand opens up and a few playing dice hit the ground. And he says, take turns rolling. See who gets the highest number. Some of them sort of look at each other. He says, roll already. Play the game. His eyes turn into fire with rage. One of the goblins quickly grabs him, rolls, says a number. Each of them go in turn. And finally, one of them gets all three ones. And the figure immediately almost teleports over to them behind them. It says, it looks like you are the loser in this game. Do you know what happens to people who don't play games well? And the goblin slowly turns their head around. And fear is making them not do it, but something else is pulling their head around. And he picks up the goblin by the throat and holds it up, staring deep into its eyes. It says, they lose everything that makes them who they are. And as magic begins to emanate, one of the other goblins stands up and goes,
no, wait! Take me! Don't hurt them. You can take me instead. Do whatever you want.
And he says, oh, a willing sacrifice. And he grins and his teeth are like needles. They're not even regular teeth. They're just needles intersecting. And a long forked tongue comes out and lathers his lips. It's always so much better when they want to give it. But wait. And he turns to the entrance of the sanctum. We have visitors. And the four of you are approaching and see all this. Let me bring you over the map.
Oh boy.
Let me know when you are in the Feywild Altar.
I am not seeing token.
I don't know if any of us have vision or can control.
No, hold on.
Well, Jake's playing unfair. He's like, everyone plays you're in blind. The dark.
See how you fight the boss. Blind!
You guys walk into this opening, and you see this Feywild evil sanctum in front of you. And you see the goblins all standing around, sitting around this circle of insidiousness. And you see a creature, a man, in fact, standing there holding one of the goblins by the neck, and he knew you were coming. And he looks like this.
Sweet.
I do love Bogeyman. It's just look like a freaking actually just a carny. They just look like carnies.
Yeah, the very much a carny style to his outfit. Purple and green stripes, purple, green, and blue stripes all over with a high collar. This massively tall hat that's definitely like a foot and a half, sort of bent over too. He's got these like pointy shoes, and he has a pipe in one hand. and he has these vicious-looking nails on the end of his fingertips that are look like they're almost like bloodshot. Like there's actual like looks like they're the blood pooled there or something like that. And you, in fact, do not see any eyes in there. If you look directly into his eyes, all that you see is just these pinpricks of light.
I think it's safe to say this guy's played by Johnny Depp.
Also, you know what's funny? I wrote down somebody else, and I don't know who I wrote down or where I wrote it down. It must have been in a note somewhere. Johnny Depp, I like that. I'm going to go to you guys for my casting set, because I forget them.
I mean, as my earlier comment, not to besmirch the noble Carney, but yeah. It's a Carney.
So, as you guys approach, he knew you were coming by some means. And you guys are just on the outside. There's sort of a threshold, and there's these, like, cloth that are a weak semblance of what would be a sort of an entry curtain. And you can see him staring at the four of you with this goblin in his hand by the throat. What do you do?
Well, Lionel just looks at the general vibe of this guy, goes, shit, pulls out of her pocket, it is a perfect looking, like cold looking, beer. Like, no cover on it, she just pulled it out of her pocket.
Oh, that's something I want right there.
And she's like, I have not had enough for this. She just downs the whole thing in one slug, and she just drank Cadence Blebrew.
Whoa.
I have a plus or a bonus to fear effects, and I get a breath weapon every 1d4 rounds.
That's impossible.
Where did that come from?
Always got one in the pocket.
Breaking out a cold
before
one.
Before things escalate, Hazel steps forward and she looks at the boogeyman, or the creepy dude, I don't know if I know what it is yet. The boogeyman. And she goes,
I don't know who you are. Don't know where you came from. This is your last chance to let the goblins go. We already dispatched of your children. What say you?
You dispatched of my children. Some of them, most likely. But we're all here to play a game. Please, join us, won't you?
What kind of game?
A game of souls.
I don't know that one.
Pretty sure I lost my soul a couple years ago.
Choma or Demiri, if you would like to do anything, you can say something before us.
Demiri's not going to say too much. Fuck me, deal with souls like that. All right. She just kind of is already hunting prey on him.
Oh, that's fair, yeah.
I mean, kind of getting involved.
Are the goblins tied up, or are they just standing there?
They are sitting there, frozen in fear. They're not tied up at all. They're not kept there by any physical means.
Hayes is going to go, goblins, time to come. Come over here to safety. And she's going to request them to come.
They just very slowly turn their heads, almost afraid to move more than an inch at a time. And they all stare at you with pleading eyes.
Well,
see? They want to play. They're here to play. Why aren't you?
I'm not sure they do want to play. So, are you telling me you're not going to let them go?
They may go whenever they would like.
I'm like thinking, as a hobgoblin, is there any way I could tell them to get their asses over here?
Get your ass over here!
All right,
you little shits, get your asses over here.
So Hazel, since I moved up a little bit, I can kind of see in here. So I can see that there's like another entrance over to the southeast.
So there are two walkways going north and south-ish, yeah.
Hazel, like, over her shoulder to Demiri and Angel Dude.
Chioma.
Chioma.
You guys go around the other side.
I like Angel Dude.
Chioma.
There's another entrance to the southeast. Two of you go that way, and we'll get him from both sides.
Chioma disappears.
Sure, whatever.
Oh, that too. He has freaking invisibility. I forgot about that.
Is that an at will thing?
It is at will.
Oh god.
You sicken me.
So fucking stupid.
It's incredible. It's almost like divine beings are overpowered.
Just to be clear, Angel, that is a one of the lower ranking angels.
Yes.
Yeah, that still tracks.
You said southeast?
Yes.
Yeah, do you see this over here? There's like a, yeah.
Right. Yeah, Demiri will just kind of look, bow, and then stealth.
And then Hazel, like, signals to Lionel to kind of step forward.
Do your thing.
All right, I would like you all to roll initiative as you begin walking in.
Ooh, let's go.
So let me go ahead and get the initiative tracking going.
Ooh, quite good from Lionel, starting out, not bad.
Ah, very nice, very nice.
Yeah, not bad.
All right.
Like rolling stealth for elk, it's kind of good here.
All right, go ahead and roll for this guy. Let me see, 2, 2, 2, 2, okay. Chioma, what did you get?
Chioma got a 34.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, very nice. Imagine that was stealth.
Ha.
Oh, wow. Hazel, what'd you get?
33.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Lionel?
You know, if I'm the last one here, I'm going to be so pissed because I rolled a 30 and I was all proud of myself.
Okay.
You luckily rolled higher than me because I have a negative 1 due to the armor, so I got 29.
Wow.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, what's the angel's plus 2 in perception?
16.
Damn.
Oh, so you just rolled really well.
I did, yeah. I've got an 18 on the die.
Yeah, the math adds up.
Yep.
Alright, I would like to know. So I see that Hazel and Lionel walked through the gate or the curtains. Which one of you walked through first?
Me.
Yeah.
All right.
I told her to go first.
I would like you to roll a will save.
Ooh.
As you walk to the threshold.
Do. Where is my will?
Maybe the best person to do it since you just drank that.
Yep. You got your beer. You're fearless.
27.
That is a fail.
Oh, no.
Damn.
As you walk through the curtains, you sort of push them off to the side, and as you step through the threshold, you immediately see the lost spirits that are occupying this place envelop the entire area and envelop you.
Hmm.
Shit.
This is a spell called Invoke Spirits.
What?
Nice. Oh, wow.
Ragged apparitions of the dead rise to stalk the living. So I need to deal some damage here really quick. Let's see. That and that. You take 3 mental damage.
Okay.
And 4 negative damage.
Okay.
And, oh wait, Hazel, you were right there with it, actually. It is a 10-foot burst.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Yep, sorry. Cool. So, yeah, go ahead and make the will save as well.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Do we have hero points?
Yes, you have hero points.
I'm going to reroll that natural 1.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay.
Well, that's
probably a good thing.
Yeah, that's a big oof.
Okay, 30.
30. That is a success. So you'll take half of that. So it was 7 total damage. I don't think that there's... I don't think you have resistances or anything to mental or negative, so just take half of that. Let's see. And so... nope. Okay, so that is all that actually happened. So luckily you did not critically fail. Otherwise, additionally, creatures that critically fail to save are frightened 2 and fleeing for 1 round.
Yep, that's rough.
So luckily you did not critically fail. Cool. But let's go ahead and get into the actual initiative. So right now, you guys, only the 2 of you, since the spell affected you guys, you see these spirits that are somehow being trapped by this bogeyman, and they're all clambering and climbing towards you and wishing to be released. Chioma, it is your turn.
Okay, Chioma is going to use... We talked about flanking, but I'm invisible.
Yeah, you're invisible, so...
I'm just gonna go there.
Set off any trap if you can for me.
Okay.
Send the angel through. Take off all the traps.
Your will save is good.
Yep. I'm within 30 feet, so as I get close, the bogeyman hears probably a disgustingly melodic sound as it enters my harmonizing aura, and then I'm going to use a piercing hymn. Go back to the old well, piercing hymn. For a dream out.
How piercing?
36 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right. So that's going to be 4d6 damage of Sonic.
All right.
Oh, gosh, rolled terribly. That's great. 8 points of Sonic. And then I'm going to do 1d6 good. So 2 points of good. And then an extra 2 damage... because you're in my aura.
Okay.
Actually, a 36.
Okay.
If it was a 37, would it have been a crit?
No.
Okay. Because you get a -1 to your AC because you're within my aura against my piercing him.
Nope.
Okie-dokie.
Would not do that.
All right.
That is not shocking at all.
What's the total damage there, then?
Oh, wait. It was flat-footed.
It was not.
Oh.
He sees invisibility, probably.
Oh, dang.
He sees what bumps
so
in the night.
So I notice that this creature just looks at me as I fly over, and then I do my piercing hymn, and I just call out,
yep.
"Invisibility will not work against this creature." And that's my turn.
All right. What was the damage though?
What damage?
The damage from the piercing hymn.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2, 4, 6 plus 3. No, there's 2, 4, 7, 8 plus 2, 10 plus another 12 damage total.
12 damage total. Okay. All right. I need you to make a will save.
Well, dang. That ain't nice. Now, is this magic by chance?
No, it is not.
It's like a supernatural ability.
Is this
pretty much
a sonic or auditory effect by chance?
Nope.
Okay, just checking.
Jake is picking this out. Like,
nope, and nope.
Fuck your resistance.
It does have a lot of things to it. that is not one of them.
I got a 35.
God damn.
35. That is a success.
Yay.
Okay. All right. So as you go up, and it sort of looks at you, and it has this thing where a certain area around it, you started to see images of things that would terrify a normal angel. they sort of just like shift around him and around like the corner of your eyes. Whatever would scare an angel started to like manifest itself like out of the corner of your eyes and like behind shifting shadows.
No, that demon, it's breaking that violin. Why would it do that?
I was also just thinking smuggling in that acorn into the afterlife. Breaking the wall.
He just sees a man in a suit going, "We gotta tax the churches."
All right. Then it comes to.
Wait, does anything mechanically happen to me? I'm sorry.
No, because he succeeded. Okay. You're fine. So, yep. Hazel, it is your turn.
Hazel gets freaked out by these spirits, but she stayed calm through it, and she whips around her belt pack, and she pulls out some ingredients real quick as she does a quick alchemy. And as she does, Lionel's eyes begin to water from whatever stench is coming out of the concoction she quickly whips up. And then Hazel goes, "Cover your noses, goblins. This is gonna hurt." And she tosses a bomb that lands right here and does a 15-foot burst.
Okay.
That's right here. And the goblins will fail their reflex save, but the creature can roll a reflex save as a burst of pepper. It's basically a pepper spray bomb explodes in a burst.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Okay.
Tear gas!
That is going to be a 35.
Damn, that's a success.
Okay.
And I think this is a save or suck one. This one doesn't have a success condition. So okay. The goblins are blind and sickened and dazzled.
Oh, okay.
We're here to save you.
Granada! It burns!
With my last action, I'm just gonna toss a acid flask.
All right,
hit the goblins.
You just targeting the goblins. Yeah. You can't get their soul. Yeah,
just hit them too.
He can't get their souls if I get them first.
All right, that'll be a 31 to hit.
That is a miss.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I only missed because I'm out of my range increment.
Oh,
no.
Because I couldn't move forward. That sucks.
Oh, yep. All right. So it goes splash behind him then. Is there splash damage? Even with a miss?
Should be.
Yes.
There should be like 2 points or something.
It's not much, but two acid splash.
That's what I thought. 2 splash damage. Lands on the leg of his fantastic pants, and he's like, "No, my pants.
They were tailored."
Respect the drip.
Respect the drip. Hazel, please roll a will save.
I'm so far away, though.
You are?
25.
25, you say?
Yeah.
That is a fail. You are frightened 1.
Poop. Well,
I'm gonna tell you right now, you might as well keep that on you.
Oh, I was hoping that turn would go a lot better.
That frightened does not go away easily. So next, from the top of the trees, Chioma. A creature comes jumping down at you.
Oh, man.
The creature looks like...
Oh, shit.
A cat of some kind.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
This cat has what appears to be arcane runes all over it with spines, gnarly, wicked-looking teeth, and a set of... two sets of glowing eyes. This thing jumps down from the top, and it is going to do a jaw attack on you.
Woof.
No, meow, actually. There's a 31 to
that
hit.
That hits.
No, Angel Boy.
There's going to be 19 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
It's a bit rough.
And he's going to use his next action to grab you. Because it has grab with its jaw, and then it is going to use its last action to do a claw attack on you.
Excuse me, it jumped out of a tree for free?
Yep. Yes, because it has the pounce ability.
Of course it does.
It's him trying to get all lawyery.
Damn it, Jake, out of everything. Impenetrable. So this is going to be the... with the map... 28 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Alright. 21 points of slashing damage.
Oh my gosh.
So this is very, very bad.
This is really, really bad.
Are you still flying?
No. I had to land at the end of my movement.
Oh. Dude, fly up and powerbomb the stupid cat.
I don't think my wings can work on being grabbed.
I do not believe so. Check grab, because if it says immobilize, you are on the ground with that thing.
Sure.
It's a small creature, I'm pretty sure you could make an argument.
This is a medium-sized creature, damage. In fact.
I think I am technically a small creature.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm technically the small category.
Oh, shit.
Wow, yeah. I did not realize that. I thought you were a regular-ass dude.
He was a little...
I thought you were, like... No, in the... If you open up your character sheet, it says medium. So.
Well, if I look at the actual archives of Nethys, it says I'm small.
Oh, does it? Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, the Foundry has medium. That one says small. So, I would assume Archive of Nethys would have the more correct things.
That's
but
what I was
I assumed
as well.
He was like 6'5".
No.
He's a short king.
Okay, so. All right. He's a short king.
Short angel, so let's be honest, there's only one King of Kings.
Lionel, it is your turn.
All right, well, the angel's in trouble, so Lionel is just going to get up in here and do a thing. Move right there.
All right, you move right up to the bogeyman.
Wait, I'm over here. The bogeyman
the angel's
is
in trouble.
There.
And gonna take a swing.
Alright.
33.
That is it.
And I can't do my two, because it technically took me two actions to get all the way over here. Pretty sure.
Uh-huh. Maybe?
Yeah, from here, I only have 25 feet of movement, so.
Oh, okay, so. All
a
right,
bit
so
unfortunate, but I get one attack off.
That little bit of 5 feet just totally takes the wind out of your...
Yep.
out of your run. Alright, so you just get the one attack off, and we'll see how good you do.
I, for some reason, don't have D6s with me, so...
Oh. The most common one.
Yeah. Except for me, right now, for some reason.
Well, John's getting that. Jake, give yourself 2 health back. I read one of Chuma's things wrong.
Oh, okay. Give myself +2. Got it.
2 5s. 2d6. So that's 7.
Not bad.
17 points of damage.
Nice.
Not bad at all. All right.
That's the end of my turn.
Okay.
Am I making a will save?
You are making a will save at the end of your turn, yeah.
It's pretty damn good. With the bonuses from the beer I drank, that is 38.
Wow.
38, that's a critical success, so you are A-okay.
Wow. Too drunk to feel fear.
These spirits is cool.
Alright. It comes to the bogeyman's turn. Shouldn't even say the name because nobody made a knowledge check, but that's alright.
He looks like a bogeyman.
he is a bogeyman. I think Lionel's the only one who would see this, but it looks like he feels a little bit better at the beginning of his turn.
Oh, no.
Mm.
feeling.
He is then going to do something very interesting. So he's going to take a draw from his pipe. His lungs expand, drawing in all of the smoke, and he exhales it. In a 30-foot emanation.
Ooh.
Dude just smoking in our face. So disrespectful.
He's blazing it.
I was about to say, hey man, don't hog it, pass it around.
It's like we're all so going to dreamland.
This is the worst peace pipe I've ever had. This smoke bellows out all around you in a 30-foot emanation, and all of a sudden you are everything is completely concealed to everyone within this. He is then going to strike out at you twice.
That was only a one action thing?
Yep.
God damn.
Oh, I don't like it.
This will be against your flat-footed AC. 32 to hit?
Yep.
That is going to be 26 points of slashing damage.
This is going to be a short encounter.
oh, but wait, I need to add another d6 because he has sneak attack.
Oh my god. Yeah, bogeyman are no joke.
Does he have to roll for concealment?
Nope.
Yeah, of course not.
Yep.
It was worth asking. I knew it was.
Well, it specifically says all creatures within the smoke are concealed from each other and from creatures outside the smoke, though you can still see clearly within it.
Hmm.
It is the most, like, I'm in control of this fight item.
Yeah. I knew
this
was the answer.
This is a thing that controls fear, so.
Yes. Add an extra 5 precision damage.
What if I don't want to?
I mean, I guess you could just lie.
Yep, alright.
Lionel's too drunk to feel pain.
Next attack is going to be with a multiple attack penalty 33.
I hate you so much. Yep.
Right, and then the sneak attack on top of that. There's going to be a total of 27 points of slashing damage.
Awesome. So that was more than a quarter of my health.
Oh my gosh.
In one turn. Or two attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this.
And the worst part is that you really don't have any idea where this thing came from either.
Okay.
Because the smoke just went out and all of a sudden you just felt like slashes across your face. Demiri, it's your turn.
Oh boy. Because I decided to do the stupid thing and tried to flying here. Two move actions to get here. And last action, she's like, oh, bloody hell. What the hell is that cat doing here?
You cannot even see that, actually, because these... Oh, let me do the 30-foot emanation.
Yeah, where's the 30-foot emanation?
Emanation from him. 30-foot emanation.
Oh, it's an emanation. I thought it was a cone. God. All right.
Nope. 30-foot emanation. So it goes out from him. But so the only people that are outside of the smoke is Demiri and Hazel. Everybody else is inside the smoke.
Well, shit. Yeah, I'm not sure what to do there. Besides leave. Thinking. I got no abilities that could push smoke away. I can't say, hey, pass that shit.
I want some of that.
You can always ask.
Oh, give me that. Yeah, like, I don't have anything that can... can I do a check? Knowledge check?
Yeah, if you want to make a knowledge check.
Oh, on the bogeyman, I guess.
The bogeyman, sure. So it would be... Creature. Yes, it would be a nature. Or if you have any applicable lore... I'm not too sure what I gave to Mary, but
Underworld.
I mean,
he deals in souls.
I was gonna say that might actually be applicable. Whichever one's higher, I guess would be the better one.
They're even. Nature and Underworld are the same.
Okay.
Alright, so don't do Underworld because it feels like it's more applicable. Ooh!
Yeah.
Natty 17, though. So 29.
29, that is good. That beats that beats the DC. The bogeyman. These nocturnal stalkers tail their chosen quarry for days, even weeks at a time, ominously showing up in back alleys, shadowy street corners, and even in victims' own homes before going in for the kill. For unfathomable reasons, a bogeyman may spare a victim's life and instead kidnap them, absconding to a far-off location before returning years later with a fresh bogey in tow. They're stealers of innocence and devourers of souls. Few targets who survive an encounter with them remain unchanged.
Huh.
What sort of things would you like to know?
Weaknesses.
Passing it to the gallery here. Weaknesses. Resistances. I mean, I'm just trying to. Does it say if he's a fey creature or no?
He is fey, yeah. He's fey, specifically.
Oh. Alright.
When it comes to weaknesses, cold iron.
Wow. He's got
cold.
That's what I figured.
Cold iron 10. Yeah.
Yeah. So who has cold iron?
Turns out Lionel's third sword is cold iron. Who would have thought?
I'd believe it.
I mean, yeah, that would make sense to me if you want to pull out a mundane cold iron sword.
I say we should let some dice decide.
The bloody bastard.
Everyone bastard. Knows Lionel's a witcher.
Yeah. She's a witcher that has three swords instead of two. Way cooler. Yeah,
it's a whole nother sword.
True.
Did you actually want me to roll something for that?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I rolled a natural 19 on the die.
Wow.
Sounds like a cold iron, mundane cold iron sword to me.
Okay.
Fuck you. The bloody bastard's weak to cold iron if you have some.
What's the sword's name, John?
What was that?
What's the sword's name?
Secondary options. I don't know.
That's a really good one. I like that.
Do you think Lionel named for swords?
No. No, I thought that was three actions.
Oh, sorry. Chioma, it comes to you.
Chioma is going to call out, "Don't worry, everyone. Everything is gonna be okay." And Chioma inspires courage.
There we go.
So everyone within 60 feet of me gets a plus one status bonus to attack rolls, damage rolls, and save effects against fear.
Hey!
Is that a spell by chance?
It's a cantrip.
Okay. The cat does, actually.
The goblins.
The cat?
Yeah, the cat does.
The cat has what?
Well, the cat has something to do with being around spells. Okay. What are some of the abilities around? What are some of the traits of that spell? You know, like abjuration, conjuration, like that kind of thing?
It is composition, emotion, enchantment, and mental.
Enchantment. Okay, so. Okay. Some of the runes on it glow a bit.
Some enchantment.
Weird.
I really like this creature. I'm very excited for this.
Next action, I'm going to do a piercing him. At this cat.
All right.
Because piercing him is it's auditory. Yep, so I'm just going to scream at it.
All right.
Get off! Bad kitty. Bad kitty.
It is kind of badass that, like, you're grabbed, and so you just, like, look at it, just open your mouth, and just go,
yeah.
Anatomy.
I just hear an immigrant song.
36.
36. That is a critical hit, actually.
Heck yeah! Heck yeah! Heck yeah! Heck yeah! Get ready for some massive damage. It's gonna be some damage.
You are doubling it, right, Tim?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, is this cat evil? Is it
neutral? It is not evil. It is neutral. It is chaotic neutral.
So I do good damage. Does good damage not hurt it then?
No.
Okay.
So the good damage doesn't do anything at all.
So I do 30 points of damage, and it's deafened for 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Alrighty then.
Well, you can't react to
No matter how much the bogeyman goes, come here.
Where is he?
Where's my cat? What'd you do with him?
Got one more action. I'm kind of curious. If you're deafened, are you immune to sonic damage?
That would make sense.
It would make sense.
You're immune to auditory effects. It says it's sonic. It doesn't say it's... This is weird.
Does your scream have the auditory trait?
It does not. The Sonic said this is different from an auditory spell.
So it would still work.
It would still work. That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's powerful sound. It's like vibrating.
Yeah. I was going to say it's physical. The sonic
it's like
damage is physical.
Rupturing their eardrums.
Yeah.
It's just gonna scream out again because this is I don't think I could escape like that. There's really not a chance of Choma escaping this thing's grasp. So I'm just gonna scream at it until one of us dies, which is pretty metal if I have to. Say so. Oh no!
Oh no! What?
17.
17. That is a miss.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. 18.
Nope.
Because of my inspire courage.
Still a miss.
Your turns are so long.
Hazel.
Hazel's like, okay. And she emerges. She scampers into the smoke. And just seeing like vague figure of the bogeyman where I remember throwing things at him. But now I'm a little closer. So she is going to lob a bomb.
All right.
So let's get my missed chance out of the way.
Yep.
Nailed it with a 9.
All right.
And she will launch a moderate alchemist fire.
That is much better than the regular one, by the way.
And I rolled a 2.
We know for a fact that one of these goblins can brew alchemist fire.
It's the one he's choking.
So I rolled a 2, so that's a 21 to hit.
That would be a critical fail.
So you don't even take splash damage.
All right.
Boy, that sucks. I guess with my last action, I will throw another one.
All right.
Jesus. Terrible. Okay, another missed chance. Got a 6. All right. All right. Minus 5. Natural 5. Okay, I'm done. That's another critical failure, so you don't take any splash damage.
Don't take any. Okay, got it.
Oh, boy. Well, good turn.
I feel bad. I really do.
Hazel just like throws 2 Molotov cocktails through the smoke and they just like explode in wild areas. One of them probably blows a goblin up.
You just hear screams of goblins. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
That turn was so bad. Hazel's like, I could just go on the bogeyman's side.
Comes to the cat's turn. You did not try to escape, so you're still technically grappled, right?
It has to maintain the grapple.
Right, but yeah. So, okay, then it is going to... Let's see. Does it want to? I was just going to do that. Okay. It's going to do. It will use the one action to maintain. It's going to use the two others to do a jaw and a claw attack again.
Wants some of that angel meat.
Yeah. Give me that angel meat. 23 to hit.
Surprisingly, that's a miss, even though I'm flat-footed.
I was going to say, even though you're flat-footed, yeah.
Yeah.
Claw attack, then. 20, a miss again.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'm going to call out to it.
Very nice.
Hoping it's intelligent, because I have a constant 5th level tongue spell cast on me, so I can just speak any language, then any creature can understand me. I'm just going to be like, "You do not want to continue this fight. Please, be reasonable. What do you seek here?"
You're gonna wait for it to respond.
I mean, if it does, it's a free action to talk. So, you know.
Are you speaking telepathically at all?
I mean, it's all the tongues.
Yes, but it's deaf.
Oh, right.
Oh my god. Pushed by your own.
That's amazing.
So you just hear this angel making cat sounds trying to communicate.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Chilla was like, "I didn't think that one through."
For the record, it does be common in Sylvan, but obviously it's going to be deaf for a while. So.
Oh my gosh, we'll never be able to reason with it.
Never. You don't think you would anyway. It's this. It's a bogeyman's pep.
Is it though?
All right. Yeah. Lionel, it is your turn.
Okay, Lionel drops the arc sword in her left hand and pulls her convenient cold iron short sword. And since I'm wearing the doubling rings, Jake, do I get the striking ring from my other sword?
You sure do.
Oh my gosh.
That's how that works.
And she is then immediately going to go into a, what is that thing called again? It's the really double slice.
Double slice.
Do a flat roll because he's.
So you'll need to do a flat roll for both of them. And then it's. Well, the multiple attack penalty goes down. Or. I forget.
I think double slice, it's the same roll twice.
So you lash out at your foe with both weapons, make two strikes, one with each of your melee weapons, each using your current multiple attack penalty. Both strikes must have the same target. If the second strike is made with a weapon that doesn't have the agile trait, it takes minus two. Okay, so you make two strikes with the same multiple attack penalty, so you're max.
Yeah. What is the DC for concealed?
DC 5.
Crush both of them. Actually, only just passed the second one because that was actually closer.
But, okay.
First attack is a 32.
That is a hit.
Second one, I'll just roll the second one. Get the attacks out of the. Whoop, that one also went off the table. 33.
Both hits.
Good shit.
Okay. Where's the single D6 I have? Fuck's sake.
All these potency runes, damn it.
Too many damn potency runes. Hey, they became too confusing back in the day.
Or the striking runes, but yeah, still. Anyway, alright, let's get some damage going. Here.
Total was around 28.
Alright, so 28 points of damage.
That's actually 30 points of damage. Because of iron. Inspire Courage.
Ooh.
That's actually 40 points of damage because of the cold iron weakness.
Very good.
Oh, and the cat takes an extra point of damage from Inspire Courage as well.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Alright.
Yep, cat.
Yeah, cat.
Take that, cat.
Take that, evil.
Alright, you... slice him badly, and you hear him howl out. The game's just beginning, then. Do you have any more actions?
No, that would be it. I dropped, drew, double slice.
Oh, the draw, yep. Okay, got it. Alright, it comes to the bogeyman's turn.
Probably is tired of attacking me.
He is, in fact, going to disappear.
Aw, man.
He's already freaking concealed. Oh, God.
And then he's going to pitter-patter around on his little twinkly-toe shoes.
Just moonwalks through the mist.
Demir, your turn.
So, alright. So, I just thought of something, because actually looking through the character sheet was a good idea, Jake. Because Demiri has an ability that can actually navigate through part of this smoke, at least.
Okay.
She is a warm-bred hobgoblin, and so she's used to being living underground, which means that instead of... She will use a seek action, but use her hearing. You can use it. Oh, never mind. I lied. I'm sorry. When I'm underground.
Aww.
I just say when you're underground?
When you're underground, you can use the seek action to sense undetected creatures within a 30-foot burst instead of a 15-foot burst. In addition, you roll success on acrobatics just to squeeze, and you get a crit. Yeah. So.
Aww. You know, I hate to be a downer, but that's a really shitty feat.
Well, Jake picked it, so.
I chose it for flavor, sorry. That's how you should always build your characters, for flavor.
Yeah. Never gets angry about that. So she's hearing, I will say, she hears Angel Meat just getting destroyed over here. And so she's going to navigate her way towards him.
Okay.
So she's going to move up until she bumps into something.
Yeah, that's fine. There are two bodies flailing about, so yeah, you can see through the smoke. There's still concealment, but you can still see the figures.
Yeah. So with one action, she just goes, oh, I hope this is the correct one.
Oh, this is the correct creature.
And she will just strike out at the flailing body in front of her.
Alright.
So,
no, wait, that's me. I'm the flailing body.
It's a lot of limbs, okay?
I'm sorry. Let's see. Oh, fuck. Natty 20. Dude. Oh, wait, shit. I gotta roll concealment.
Oh, roll for concealment.
This is gonna kill me. Roll save. It's a 8.
You did it.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Like,
so
hidden is 11. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Just conceal.
Okay.
Okay. So you get your all right. So you get your natural 20 off.
Fuck. Yes. 38 total. I believe I get a card.
Great
card.
Yes.
You will get a card.
But, and this is with the rapier.
All right.
Pointy damage.
This should be piercing.
Ooh, knockback. The target is pushed 10 feet.
Oh. Breaking the grapple? What?
I will say that breaks the grapple, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, let's go.
Okay, so with crit damage... Oh, crap, my app. Oh, no. So with crit damage, it is... Wow. With deadly on this, by the way.
Uh-huh.
32 points of damage. And she just strikes, stabs, and this thing gets pushed 10 feet.
Two extra damage for Inspire Courage.
And the 2 extra damage.
Well, does that...
Yeah, maybe.
Is it just plus one and then double?
It doubles.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. All right, so the card said he got pushed 10 feet, Kel. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right, so gets pushed 10 feet
back. And then she just kind of stumbles right next to Angel Boy. And it's just like, oh... See, I hit the right one.
Thank you so much. You have saved an angel. One day, I will return at a later date and grant you a gift.
I will count on that.
Will it have a high monetary value?
We'll have to wait till episode 200 to find that out.
GM returns at episode 200.
So that is it.
That is it.
Do I have to roll a will save?
Yes, you need to roll a will save.
My worst save.
You get a plus 27. One to this.
28 then, because I guess that I do have an item called Fearless Sash, which gives me a plus one status bonus to save against fear. Sweet. If it is a fear effect.
This is definitely a fear effect. What was your total?
20. Shit, what did I say?
You said 28, but if you had a plus one from Tim, it's 29.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just made it then, actually. So you are not frightened.
That those little plus ones, man, they really pull you through hard shit.
Yeah, I was like, why is there a fearless sash here?
I plan things for you too. Don't worry.
Yeah, right.
Yep, I plan things for the players as well as the monsters.
When you introduced this bogeyman character and like started throwing out fear effects, I was like, I got a magical potion that helps with fear effects.
Also, just straight up being a fighter is just like, I'm not afraid of anything, whatever.
Yeah, fuck you.
Tamir's done.
Top of round three, Chioma, it is your turn, my friend.
Oh, wow. Okay, so because I'm not right in the face of this kitty cat, I'm going to have to make that DC 5 to see if I can make out its form in the mists.
Correct.
It's going to peer out and try to direct its supersonic piercing hymn. Flat check is a 12, so that's good. Now it's time for the attack.
We come from the land of the ice and stone.
And remember, they get a minus one penalty to AC against this attack because they're within my aura, and I got a 33.
That is going to be a... Let me pull this up. That is going to be a hit.
All right. Take some damage.
I was curious. You are flat-footed concealed, right? Is this thing also flat-footed or no?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So effective minus 3 to its AC. That's
right, yeah.
Wow, its owner doesn't really care about it then.
Finally.
He's like, nah, I'll get another one.
21. Yes, another blue arcane cat with two sets of eyes.
21 points of damage.
Whoa.
I rolled good. Aw, man, I forgot. So my second action, I'm going to be like, everyone is doing great. Keep up the fight. Keep up the fight. Kill that bogeyman. And
well, I'm exploring genres.
They don't write hymns for your church.
So now everyone gets that plus one. They're inspired. Y'all are feeling inspired. And I'm gonna try to hit it again. I'm gonna see if I get my flat check. Flat check. Totally misses with a natural one, so I just kind of scream off into the abyss.
Yep. Alrighty. Is that the end of your turn?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Hazel, it is your turn.
Okay, so she saw the dark figure she was aiming at just, like, vanish instead of move.
Yeah, whoop.
She suspects something is fishy. She can't even see the cat because Lionel's shadowy figure is in the way. Hazel is going to quickly take out a moderate elixir of life and just like roll it over to Lionel's feet.
You.
Like, yeah, take that. And with her last two actions, she will ready a bomb if the bogeyman's figure appears.
Alrighty.
Glad I reached down. I can't drink this. I don't drink straight mixers.
Is this a Bloody Mary mix? Why would you throw that to me?
Just use a smash and grits around.
Next it comes to the cat's turn. The cat is going to launch itself. Actually, you know what? It's not doing great, so it is going to do some abilities that I really like that it probably won't get to use much of. So it's going to do something interesting. It appears behind you, Chioma, but it did not move there.
A little teleport action.
It does have a little bit of what you think would be teleport action here.
Flash stuff.
No.
And then, in the same action, it is going to attack you with a... sorry, do you have an ongoing spell at all? Is that is your bardic performance, is that a spell thing, or is that just a...
Oh, Inspire Courage lasts until the... It lasts a round.
Okay, but I was saying, is there a... Do you have a... Is it a magical spell? Is it technically like a magical spell that's affecting you, or is that just a... an ability that the...
Oh, Inspire Courage is a spell. It's a cantrip.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I also have a 5th level tongue spell constantly affecting me.
Oh, well, that's... Oh, no wonder he's attacking you then.
he's like, God.
He's going to eat your magic.
This thing's not going to live much longer, okay? So I'm going to tell you this. It uses something called Dwemer Leap. The Dwemer Cat, that's what it's called, casts Dimension Door. They can make a melee strike against one creature adjacent to it at the end of a teleport. If the Dwemer Cat ends a teleport adjacent to a creature under an ongoing spell effect or has cast a spell since the Dwemer Cat's last turn, this does not expend the casting of Dimension Door.
Whoa.
Yes. Oh. It is a very cool ability.
That's super cool. You could just always use this on me.
Yes.
Basically.
So it's going to do a... So it gets the... With two actions, it's going to do a jaw attack. To try to hit you 34 to hit?
Yeah.
How much health does the angel have?
Oh, wait a second. Am I flat? Did it make its concealment?
Oh, let me make the concealment really quick. 19.
Okay. And then you said I'm flat-footed while I'm in this concealment situation?
You would be... yes, because you are concealed.
So, I am flat-footed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that's a crit.
Oh, that'd be a crit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Dude, this cat could be such a bitch.
all right. In which case, that is going to be... so it's going to be 24 points of damage.
Oh.
How's Chioma doing?
Chioma's looking a little bloodied.
And then it is going to use its last action to grab you.
Yep.
With the jaws.
At least I know where it is.
So Dimension Door was free?
No. So the Dwemer Leap is a two action thing where it gets to use Dimension Door and get an attack off.
Wow, that's so good.
She almost like that really character in the cartoon that always gets in a fight with a cat. It's like a big dust cloud.
A Looney Tunes style.
Yep.
Lionel, it is your turn.
Okay. Lionel retrieves the potion and takes a sniff and almost coughs and gets enough flask, puts a couple shots of Tito's in there, and she downs that potion. How much healing does it
have? Lionel. Lionel, it's Robitussin.
Thought of for some reason, I don't know.
All of my bombs.
And how much does it heal for?
What's the healing on that?
Oh, yeah, that would be helpful, wouldn't it? It is 5d6 plus 12.
Oh my god.
Oh, damn.
Wow. What?
That's insane.
I'll roll it for you. You got 25 hit points.
Thank you. I was about to roll myself.
I rolled a 5 and 4 twos.
I mean, I can roll for myself, though. So, 24 health?
25.
That's some
25. Thank you very much. Okay,
banging ass alcohol right there.
I can't see this guy, right?
No, he has gone invisible.
So Lionel's assuming that this particular gentleman doesn't like the fact that Lionel probably cut off his healing for each round with her cold iron sword.
Oh,
because Lionel actually saw him regenerating. So she's going to do what she can, and she hears the cat fight going on down through here, so she's just going to move over. And I can attack this cat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, you may attack the cat.
I mean, you had to pick up the potion, then you had to imbibe it.
Yeah, that's... This is only a single action roll. So, crush the concealment.
Oh, wait, so, sorry, so, Tim, you're saying it's an action to pick it up, action to drink it?
Yeah, because it was really? Rolled.
Yeah, it was on the ground. Feet.
But that's so fun. All right.
Next time, Hazel, just toss it into her mouth.
You have one action, so you could move, you could throw your sword at it.
No offense to you, I don't want to get within 5 feet of it.
Nah, I would recommend it. This angel's gonna go back to its home plane, so...
I can't even ready anything. Ass turn.
You can't even intimidate the cat because the cat can't hear.
Nope.
I literally did like the worst thing by critting it.
The crit ruined everything.
I hear Demiri over there. Angel meets doing his own thing. Lionel is just going to make a movement and get back to back with Hazel. Let's do this.
Okay, that works.
It's my turn.
All right. All right, that is the end of your turn.
Are we still making will saves every time?
If you succeeded, you do not.
Okay.
Only people who failed.
Oh wait, did I get a will save?
To
end my frightened.
You failed once?
I failed once.
It does not go away.
No.
So you were just permanently frightened too until something happens.
That's awful.
Yep.
Wait, what if a spell was cast on them to remove that fear?
Then it would. If you remove the fear, then yes, they would have to roll again. It's just that the frightened one condition can't be reduced to zero.
This is bad juju stuff.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, so he's got some stuff. He moves around a bit. He moved around a bit earlier. And then he is going to... let's see, what does he want to do?
Run away?
He wants to give up. And go
he
home.
He says, you know what?
Turn himself in.
I don't want to be here anymore. I'll just leave.
I see when I'm not wanted.
I see you all don't like me here, so I'm going to leave.
He realizes he's late for his divorce trial to Amber Heard.
It is going to appear right here.
No.
I throw a bomb.
Do what?
I throw a bomb.
Go throw your bomb.
Yeah.
Just let it roll off your fingers.
All right, as I throw a moderate acid flask. Come on, damn it. Gotta do something in this stupid fight.
I appreciate the healing.
It's a 28.
That was your flat check, though, to get hit the concealment, though, wasn't it, Kel?
Yep. Sure was.
I will game the system.
Okay, that's better. 36.
Ooh, yeah. Solid.
You said it was a 36 to hit?
Yep.
Yep, that'd be a hit, buddy.
And splash, right?
And there will be splash.
And there will be splash. There will be persistent damage. All right.
And there will be a plus one from Inspire Courage.
Woohoo! Oh, I guess
and
it was,
there will be blood.
Is Inspire Courage give me attack a bonus to my attack roll?
Uh huh. And damage.
Oh, so 37 to hit.
Still just hit.
Even though they're flat-footed.
Yes.
Dang.
We're not going to crit this thing without an natural
20. I like to ask.
All right, you take. Okay, you take one acid damage, you take two acid splash damage, and and you take 8 persistent acid damage.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
That's really good.
Okay.
Just one acid damage, though? Like, initial?
Yeah, acid flasks do one damage, and then they do the listed persistent acid damage, which is 2d6, and then 2 splash.
Yep.
Does the persistent go for the cat as well, or just Bogeyman?
Just two splash damage to the cat.
Okay. Two splash damage to the cat.
Yep.
Which kills the cat?
It does, actually.
Oh, shit.
What?
I thought I was making it funny. I didn't realize I was prophesying.
No, the Dwemer cat dies.
Ha Hazel kill steals.
Wow.
With two acid damage.
Chima calls out to Hazel, "You have saved an angel's life. One day I shall return and bestow upon you a gift."
As that happens, Lionel kind of leans down, goes, "You know, I know he's an angel and everything, but he never shuts up."
Quite literally never stops screaming.
It's kind of grating.
As you've killed his cat, he turns to you, Hazel.
Aww.
Oh, by the way, Hazel, you get...
Oh, my God.
What's your con modifier?
Just everybody interrupt, Jake.
Sorry. I did everyone interrupt me.
Mike.
What's Hazel's con modifier? Because I have an ability for this.
What?
Con mod?
Since she killed a creature or brought a foe to 0 points, it's an ability called Pride in Arms. Oh. And then, with the Shadow of Triumph, you grant inspiration to an ally to fight on. The triggering ally gains a temporary hit points equal to the con.
Oh, that's actually sick.
Just get
my con modifier.
Yeah,
cool.
So I get two temporary hit points.
Yeah,
I mean, just there.
I'll take it.
Nice shot.
Woo! I feel
fucking melted that bloke.
I feel prideful for my kill of that cat I wasn't aiming at.
Hey, it counts. Okay.
So here's what happens. He notices that his cat is dead, and he knows that you did it. All of a sudden, his form changes to you, Hazel.
Oh, man.
And he appears to take on the form of Dahak and begins to swallow over you.
Oh, boy.
I would like you to make a will save next time.
Aw.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
instant phantasmal killer.
What?
I'm thinking it's phantasmal killer.
Yeah.
What?
This is insane.
Get a plus one.